Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, welcome to the latest edition of Clan Chat, the official podcast of Glasgow Clan. And Christmas is looming large, as well as another interesting week of action. As weekends go, that was pretty good, and we'll look back at those phenomenal victories over Cardiff Devils and Belfast Giants with Matt Haywood and Pete Russell. We'll look ahead to Saturday's trip to Fife Flyers and catch up with former Clan forward Barry McKenzie as the Scottish rivals prepare to go head-to-head for the first time in almost 3 months. We also have an exclusive chat with new signing Guillaume Doucette, who arrives this week, and he looks ahead to his first taste of a Clan Flyers derby. Plus, we talk to another member of the Clan crew and ask them, what do they do? This is Clan Chat.
I'm Zach Fitzgerald, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
In case you've been enjoying the Christmas spirit a little too much, Glasgow Clan had their biggest two results of the season last weekend, defeating the Elite League champions to knock them out of the Challenge Cup, then take 2 points from the current Elite League leaders. That 6-4 win in South Wales on Friday night was a massive result and the first time Clan had beaten Cardiff in 13 attempts, going back almost 3 years. Lane Ulmer put Cardiff ahead in the first period, but two from Gerard Hansen and one from Scott Pitt had Glasgow ahead in the tie for the first time. Ulmer's second and a Joey Haddad strike turned the tie around, only for the lead to switch again as Travis Earhart and Vaclav Stupka netted for a 5-3 lead on the night. Gleeson Fournier levelled the tie 8-8 on aggregate in the last 30 seconds, taking the game into the extra period, where Matt Haywood clinched a huge win on the road. Under 24 hours later, Clan were back home and facing the league leaders Belfast Giants, a team who had won 9 of their last 10 visits to Glasgow. The team had only arrived back from Cardiff at 7 a.m. and had to rest as much as possible before they took on Adam Keefe's side, and for the first two periods it showed. Craig Peacock got the opening goal, which was cancelled out by Hunter Bishop before Darcy Murphy put Belfast in front, as concerns over whether Clan had enough in the tank were a little bit apparent. An untimely error from Tyler Beskarowani and the Giants' goal allowed Peacock to score his second in the third period, with Zach Fitzgerald and Earhart completing a huge 4-2 success. Both teams will meet again in the Challenge Cup semi-finals after the Giants secured their passage with a 4-2 win over Dundee Stars through the week, completing a 12-2 aggregate scoreline. But post-game on Saturday, there were smiles all round after a great weekend, and I got a word with coach Pete Russell on what his reaction would have been if I asked him on Friday morning that he would get the two wins.
Anything is possible in hockey, like. As I just said, we had to play two really good games, especially down and then to come back in the bus ride. We travelled 18 hours yesterday. To come back and manage to stay in a game and try and steal it was great today. It's the first time we've done it all year. It's a good feeling.
But it just shows you what these guys are capable of, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've said it all year. We're inconsistent. And I think now we're starting to get it. We look pretty well structured and they're working really hard within it, every one of them. And they're great guys.
How proud were you? We started last night. How proud were you from what you saw from the guys last night? That the character they showed, you know, and a tie that really could have went either way.
Yeah, we were good last night. I think we really zoned in. I think the journey made us have to be more zoned in than normal because, you know, if you're not after that travel, it's going to be tough. And last night was probably, I've only been in this league a year and a half, but it was the first ever game we won in Milton Keynes was a proud night because, you know, there was another Elite League team, but being in the whole league this long, for sure, in the Elite League last night was the biggest result and the biggest game that I've been involved in and to win, so it was crazy and pretty exciting. And, you know, they picked us and it was good to pick a team that picked us because they thought that they would walk all over us.
And of course, bringing it back up the road, Belfast Giants have been the top of the league for a reason. We've seen how good they are this year. You talked about the travel. Was that a concern, all your exertions from last night? It might not.
For sure. You can see in the first two periods, they dominated it. And we knew we were trapped, we don't normally play like. And we waited because we knew we had no legs. And then the last, we just changed and started to twist the game a little bit and see if we could get a bit more energy into our legs and force up the ice and be more direct. And it pushed off. And, you know, we got lucky. It was good.
Talk about the week. This week we saw Josh Grant leave the club. He's moved on, but Guillaume Doucet, a player you know well, is coming in also. What will Guy bring to the team?
Goals. He's ratty around the offensive zone in the corners, and he works hard. He's a little battler. He's a great person. I think the fans will like him. But he's a goal scorer. He's a natural sniper, but he works hard.
The fans will love him.
Well, they like him. I don't know. We'll see if they love him. I hope they do, you know, because he's a real good person. I think he's, for this hockey club, he's a perfect individual because he mixes, and I think you need that in this hockey club. The fans are important and the OSC is important, and he'll be all over that.
He's got a proven track record in this league as well.
He scored 32 goals last year. Yep. I talked to him in the summer, but it wasn't happening in the summer. He went, it's going to be Frankie, buddy, and now he's coming, and, you know, just insane are good people. I like them both, so it's going to be nice to see them again.
And in terms, you talked about the fact you've been in the league a year and a half. Results-wise, is this the biggest weekend for you as a coach in the Elite League?
I don't know. I think last night was... Milton Keynes, we beat a lot of big teams last year at home, but last night, for sure. I mean, we played Nottingham last year and we got to the quarterfinals and we won the first game of the season. But to go through against Cardiff and that travel, it's just huge, yeah. And we got to play the Belfast next. That's no easy feat either.
I'm Matt Haywood, you're listening to Clan Chat.
Head coach Pete Russell, post-game on Saturday. It was a special moment for Matt Haywood on Friday night, scoring the winning goal in overtime in Cardiff that sent the Clan to the last four of the Challenge Cup for the first time since 2013. Also helped him clinch the British Ice Hockey Player of the Week award, winning the poll with 43%. After the game with Belfast, I got him to recollect his game-winning shorthanded goal that stunned the Devils and sent Glasgow on to a semi-final clash with the Giants.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to get it with a 4-3 against us, but yeah, Rumps made a big play to Stanish, and we had an opportunity to go, and luckily we somehow got it in there, and it's nice to personally get that goal. But it was obviously great for the team to get that big win over Cardiff and advance to the semis, especially after the week we've had, and it's great to show everybody that we are a close-knit team and we are looking to make forward steps.
Forward steps, you just beat Belfast as well. I mean, the whole weekend's been fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, first couple of periods were pretty tough today. I think bit of a weird day waking up at getting back at 7 a.m. and trying to squeeze some food in while I'm sleeping and stuff. But yeah, obviously, first two periods, they're a very good team, Belfast, and we say we need to be very defensively sound. And thought they only had a couple of chances, like grade A chances, so it was good to capitalise and really came out in that third period and really put the pressure on, and thankfully it paid off.
Results-wise, is this the biggest weekend of the season so far?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think it really does show a statement that we are moving forward as a club, and we talk a lot about identity, and every time we play well, we say this is our identity. But now I feel that the identity is being proven. Everyone is buying in, and I feel like the fans can see. And especially this weekend, it's been a fantastic weekend to show that the guys really do really care and they are moving forward.
What about the week? Obviously, we saw Josh Grattan. I mean, you've been here long enough, you see guys come and go all the time. Josh goes, and then it's announced that Guillaume Doucet's coming in as well. What does that do for the locker room and those kind of changes happen?
Listen, it's never nice when anybody loses a job, but those decisions are above my pay grade, and obviously we all wish Josh all the best, and we do. He's a great, great guy, and we hope he finds somewhere good or moves on or whatever he wants to do. We wish him the best, but yeah, like we say, we are a collective group, and that decision's been made and we're moving forward, and hopefully we just took a couple of big steps this weekend.
Just quickly, that goal against Cardiff, biggest of your career?
Probably definitely up there, yeah, but definitely was all Matt Stanish's work, and I just had a lot of tap in. and I nearly hit the D-man in front of the net, so...
Hey, I'm Joel Rumple, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Like we all like to do with Christmas, we like to reconnect with old friends and wish them well at this time of year. Usually. It's a little difference in this case when the clan go to Kirkcaldy to reacquaint themselves with their old pals Five Flyers in the first league meeting between the sides this season. They've had the two Challenge Cup games previously with both teams registering a home win, so with this, the first of two meetings before the 2019 calendars are deployed, it looks set to be something to enjoy. For both teams will be debutants, given a baptism of fire in this fixture, as Guillaume Doucette will make his clan debut and Craig Moore his first appearance for the Five Flyers after he moved from Cardiff earlier this week. On current form, both teams have won three of their last four, with Fife enjoying the loftier position of fourth place, nicely nestled in and targeting the top three. Clan, though, haven't won in Kirkcaldy in their last six attempts and lost in penalty shots in the very first game of the season, their only visit up there so far in this campaign. It's sure to be one to enjoy, so I called up former Clan player Barry McKenzie, now part of Todd Duthiam's team, to get the lowdown on the Flyers and asked him what's been happening up there since we last saw him.
Yeah, it's good. I'm really enjoying myself. We're doing well. Obviously, we had a really good start, and we hit a wee bit of a skid. We lost six games in a row, but obviously we've turned the corner now and started to pick it up again. So yeah, I've got no complaints. Everything's been great so far, and I just hope we can continue like our good progress in the league and keep challenging.
Now, as I speak to you, of course, the clan go to Fife on Saturday. And it's always a big game. You know all about it, obviously, having played on both sides of the fence, really, in that one. Is this the one the fans are looking forward to? Is that the vibe you're getting up there?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously, the clan games are always massive games. When, obviously, we're in Brayhead or the clan are all up in Fife. But to be honest, our fans are great. You know, it doesn't matter who we play. They always turn out in their numbers and support us. But I think this just adds a bit more... to it, that obviously it is a clan, and I think we're all looking forward to it. Both sets of supporters and players are looking forward to it.
Now, you've got Scott Arson and Jordan Bwesa up there as well, another two former clan players. Have the three of you spoke about this game ahead coming up?
Not really, to be honest with you. Obviously, we know it's a big game, but every game that we play is a big game. We go into every game wanting to win, you know, and this is no difference. Obviously, me and Arsie will probably have a couple of jokes leading up to it, and I'm going to see Rusty during the week as well, so I'm sure I'll have a wee couple of bragging right jokes with him, hopefully, next week. So, yeah, but I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, it's fair to say Fife are having a really good season right now. Fourth place in the league, just I think it's 4 points off third place at the moment. You know, how do you weigh that up when you look back at the games you've played this season?
You know, we had a really good start, and then, obviously, when we lost Chase, which is obviously a big loss for us, we brought in Marcus, who's done fantastic for us. And we just kept that form going. And then, obviously, we got to the six-game skid. But to be honest with you, when you look around the league, every team's losing games. You know, nobody's got to go undefeated. It wasn't nice being in the skid. We knew what we had to do to get out of it, and we did. We done it eventually, you know. And... I think now that we're kind of on the other side of it, we look to put a few wins together and keep the pressure up on Belfast at the top of the league.
I want to ask you about the skid, actually. It was six games. It was obviously a bit of a worrying time. Yeah, you just couldn't find the form. I saw an interview with Todd Duthiam after one of the games in particular where he was threatening changes. You know, when you're in the locker room and you hear that kind of talk, what's the reaction when you hear that?
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? Like, in the locker room, we knew that we were close. I mean, you look at the results... We weren't far away in games. We maybe switched off for 5-10 minutes, where before, when we were winning games, that wasn't a problem, you know. But when you switch off for 5-10 minutes and lose a game, then it becomes a problem. So we basically just kind of had to get ourselves back to basics, because we know we've got a good team, and we know if we compete for 60 minutes, there's a good chance that we're going to win the game. But it was just like the 5-10 minutes in games we were switching off and losing a few goals. And like I said, when you look back to the skid, all the games were close. You know, I think we got blown out maybe by Cardiff once. We were up 2-0 and we ended up getting beat 8-3. You know, that was a game you can look back and say, like, we didn't show up in the second and third period. But I think for the most part, like, we haven't, it's not like, we're, as I said, it's not like we're getting blown out. The games are all close, and every game in the league this year is close. But like, when we're winning, it's, if you make a mistake or you take 10 minutes off, you don't really notice it. But when you're losing, then obviously the pressure's on you.
I want to ask you about one player in particular. His name crops up quite a lot. He's up there in terms of the point scoring charts. Paul Crowder is a regular when it comes to goals and assists. Just how good is he?
He's brilliant. He's it's funny, you know. We laugh about it. And last year, I don't think Cardiff really utilised him as much as they could have. But when you watch him in training, even off the ice, he's just a true professional. He's a really, really great guy. He's just so clued on. He's a really, really good player. You know, his vision, his patience. You know, he's a good skater. And I mean, he's been given a chance in Fife to put big minutes up, which he never really got in Cardiff last year, and he's proven to be one of the best players in the league.
And I've got to ask you, as a former Clan player, what have you made of Clan's progress under Pete Russell this season?
Well, they're doing all right. You know, they had two big wins at the weekend. Obviously, I still keep an eye on them, and I don't think they are in the league where they thought they would be. But like I said, it's a tough league. Teams are going to win, teams are going to lose. But I think this weekend, last weekend, in the game in Cardiff, where I gave them a massive morale boost. And, you know, I was really happy for Woody getting the winner in overtime and the Clan going through to the semi-final. So it's good for the club, you know. And I'm not going to say I wish them all the best because I don't play for them anymore. But, you know, it's good to see them getting there, and the fans deserve it. The fans have been very patient over the last few years, and like, we haven't really progressed in the playoffs or like through the quarterfinals of the Challenge Cup. So, I mean, for the fans' sake, it's nice for them.
And again, just one thing to refer back to something Todd Dutiam said. I seen a piece with him with the Fife Free Press talking about attendances. I think, you know, there's been a bit of a dip with people mm-hmm. coming through the doors. And again, we're at the time of year where people are making a choice between obviously Christmas or do they go to a Flyers game. They're maybe choosing Christmas, okay, understandably so as well. But this is a game that's going to sell out, isn't it? We're going to see a huge crowd in Kirkcaldy on Saturday from both sets of fans.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think this one's one of these games that you just don't miss. If regardless of what you're doing, you'll try and get out of it to come and watch the game, and hopefully the both teams can put a good performance in and give the fans a good game, and like I said, hopefully we come out with the 2 points.
I'm Matt Cowlett and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Barry McKenzie looking ahead to the clash between Glasgow Clan and his team Fife Flyers on Saturday. After that trip to Fife on Saturday, he's back home for a Christmas cracker when Tom Barrasso's Sheffield Steelers side come to Brayhead Arena looking to get themselves back on track after a couple of poor results. The Steelers have not had a good campaign this season, and their issues have been well documented as they try and salvage something from a poor campaign from their point of view. They come to Glasgow with John Armstrong back in their lineup after financial problems meant he had to leave Medvedchuk Zagreb. He's back in the side, he's been there previously, but by the time the Steelers do play Clan, they'll have had two tricky contests with Guildford Flames to overcome, one of which in the Challenge Cup. So just what Steelers team come here is yet to be seen. Clan have won 3 of their last 4 against Sheffield, winning the previous meeting 5-2, so we'll have no fear over what lies in store. Tickets for Sunday's game, which is a 4 p.m. face-off, are available, so get those via the Clan website, clanihc.com, or via Ticketmaster, and get ready for Christmas with some Elite League action. Glasgow Clan versus Sheffield Steelers, face-off 4 p.m. on Sunday.
I'm Gary Russell, and listen to Clan Chat.
There was a bit of a change around in the team last week with the news that Josh Grattan was leaving the club after his relatively short time here, and to that we wish him all the very best for the future. Pete and the management team moved quickly and managed to secure forward Guillaume Doucette for the rest of the season, and he's a man well known to Elite League fans up and down the country. He's played for Hull Stingrays, Nottingham Panthers, Cardiff Devils and more recently Milton Keynes Lightning, where he played under Pete in their first Elite League campaign last season. He's a 3-time Erhard Conference winner, has won the League and Challenge Cup with Cardiff Devils and has a great track record of point scoring in the Elite League, so Clan are getting someone who's very familiar with the goal line area. Guillaume comes to Glasgow from a spell in Italy with Milan Rossonblu, who themselves have fallen into some financial difficulties, which led to Doucette leaving them. Their loss will be Clan's gain, however. We got an exclusive chat with him about his move here, and I asked him if he expected to be celebrating Christmas in the UK again so soon.
No, I did not. It came a little bit as a surprise. The club I was with, I was really enjoying my time in Italy. It was a good place to play, but they unfortunately ran out of money and they told us to find a new team. So it happened kind of quickly and everything. But no, I didn't expect to be back in the UK, but I'm really excited and looking forward to it.
Now, you've joined the Glasgow Clan. You'll be reunited with Pete Russell, who you worked with, of course, at Milton Keynes Lightning last year. Was that the biggest attraction, the fact you'd be working with a coach that you knew quite well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, as a player, especially when you're... I kind of know the league. I know what to expect, and I knew that Pete would put me in the right position and the right situation for me to have success and help the team, especially in the second half of the season. Like, games are getting harder, and it's always a grind after Christmas in the EIHL. So I knew that working with Pete, I would be in a position to succeed. And I had a great relationship with him last year in Milton Keynes, and it's easier to get a deal done when I know Pete and I know he's not lying to me, or he's not trying to sell me something. You know, I kind of know he's telling the truth. So it was an easy decision, and it happened really quick, which was nice.
Pete revealed to us in an interview when I spoke to him at the weekend that he was looking to bring you over back in the summer. How close was that to happening? Was there any possibility of it happening back then?
Yeah, there was, of course, but I kept in touch with Pete right after the season until I signed in Italy. But I was kind of at a point in my career where I wanted to try something different, and I had this chance to come play in Italy, and it was just something it was a good experience. It was something different, a new challenge for me. So I kind of jumped on that. But obviously, Glasgow was always a possibility. I always looked at this club as somewhere I'd like to play, and you know, I know the fans are very big supporters, and there's always a big crowd at the game, so it's a place that I always enjoyed playing on the road. So it for sure was an option this summer, but I decided to try something else. But now I'll have to get back to Glasgow.
Now you'll be up in front of the Purple Army soon enough when you finally play at home. Well, if you can remind the Purple Army, what sort of player are you? What sort of player are the Glasgow Clan getting in you?
I think I'm the kind of guy that obviously likes to help the team offensively, but also I pride myself in working really hard and I'm being a complete player. But I try to bring energy and bring momentum, but not really my physical play. I'm not the biggest guy, but I always work hard and try to create turnovers in the offensive zone. And I think when I put the jersey on, I give everything I have for the team and my teammates, help the team win, and hopefully I'll be able to do that in Glasgow.
Now, you have a good point scoring record from your previous spells in the UK. You've played with Hull, Nottingham, Cardiff, and as we mentioned, Milton Keynes as well. Is that a priority for you to get on the points straight away?
I mean, I know that's usually when I play my best, is when I'm able to get on a score sheet, but I know I can help the team in other ways, and I try not to focus on that more than I have to. With the experience and the years, I feel like when I play my game and I play well, the points and the goals will come. If I try too hard and I just want to score, I'm pissed off because I missed a chance or something like that, I usually find myself not playing my best hockey. So I'm old enough to know that if I focus on playing well and focus on working hard and doing the little details to help the team win, usually the points will come, and that's just how it goes. Hockey sometimes is not the fairest sport in the planet. You can play a really, really good game and not get rewarded by it on the score sheet, but usually things work out. So I try not to think about it too much.
Now, as I speak to you, you are due to arrive in the country later this week. I expect you'll be thrown straight into the game against Fife Flyers on Saturday when the Clan go there. You've played in Fife before, of course, but you haven't played in Fife while playing for the Clan. Have you been briefed on what to expect for this one?
Pete told me already. He told me that it's going to be a crazy game, and he said don't think it's going to be anything you've ever seen before playing for Cardiff or Milton Keynes or Nottingham or whatever. So I'm looking forward to it. The league I was in this year is not the biggest on crowds. So I've been playing in front of 50 to 150 people for 20 games, so that's going to be exciting to actually get a little bit of emotion and atmosphere. I'm looking forward to that.
And of course, you make your home debut on Sunday. The Clan take on the Sheffield Steelers as well. The first time you'll be in front of the Purple Army as a Clan player. That's something to look forward to as well.
Yeah, for sure. My parents are coming for that game, so I'm really looking forward to the weekend. It's exciting, and I'm so happy that I can get right into action and don't have to wait for anything like that. So, yeah, it should be fun.
It's Matt Sanish. You're listening to Clan Chat.
That's Guillaume Doucette, their Clan's new player who'll make his debut for the club this weekend. Time to go behind the scenes and find out what the good people at the Clan get up to that keep the wheels turning on this fine ice hockey club. We've spoken to scorers, the DJ, the announcer, marketing, mascots, and now we move into graphic design and merchandising. And my first question, as always, what do you do?
Hi there, I am Chris Ward, and I do all of the graphic design and merchandising for Glasgow Clan.
All the snazzy pictures on social media, that's all you?
That'll be me, yeah, that's me. Well, with help from Al Gould, obviously, with pictures and stuff as well. But yeah, most of the graphics all come from me. So
how long have you done that?
I worked part-time for the Clan since the, I think it was the 13-14 season, just literally about a week after Gareth walked in the door.
Right.
I dropped an email just on the cuff chance and took it from there. So I've worked for the Clan part-time since then and became full-time last season, 17-18.
And you deal very heavily with the merchandise side of things as well.
Yeah, I took over from where Emma Carlson left to Storm, so I took over her role as well as doing graphic design, and I came on board after having done some stuff in retail before. So,
and all the work that people see, they see your branding quite a lot all over the place, and particularly the rebrand as well. We all saw that in the summer too.
That was a project that I was heavily involved with, along with Sean in the office and Dave, our equipment manager. We all kind of knocked our heads together in terms of thinking about the concept of changing the logo and what to make it and stuff. So it was a kind of team effort. I can't really take too much credit for that, unfortunately. Definitely, but it was a good project, really fun, lots of things to explore. We kind of looked at it in terms of we wanted the logo to be very easily identified as a hockey logo. We wanted it to tick the box as to where the team are from, like what the logo to represent the name. We felt there's a lot of teams, not necessarily in the UK, but a lot of teams around the world, that when you look at their logo, you can't really tell what sport they're from or where they play or anything really about them in terms of their identity. So we wanted to make sure the new logo ticked all those three boxes for us.
I mean, it's a kind of William Wallace inspired thing just by looking at it, even at first glance.
Well, you say William Wallace, but obviously you're thinking Braveheart.
Yeah, that's what I'm
But yeah, it's a very generic like Scottish Highlander. It's no more Braveheart to us than it is to like Highlander or Rob Roy or Outlander or the Outlaw King. It's all very much a part of all those little kind of Scottish characters.
So tell us a bit more about your background in sort of graphic design. I assume you went to college or university beforehand.
I started graphic design when I was still in high school, and I then moved on to doing promotions for music nights, for gig nights, for
right.
club nights essentially. And I started doing a gig for a company in Glasgow called PCL, where I did event posters for artists. So I've done posters for, name dropping here, no big deal, for like Lady Gaga and Frightened Rabbit and bands like that. So I took that on and then ran with it. And then I've always had a very keen interest in sports from a young age. You know, when I was in primary school, I remember creating my own sports teams and designing their jerseys. And like, so I've always had a passion for sport and certainly sport design. And when the opportunity came along for then Brayhead Clan, I was absolutely delighted to be asked to do some stuff. So.
And I take it you get the chance to be challenged creatively as well whenever you get certain. I know I've challenged you one or two occasions in the past as well, asking you to come up with stuff, but it must be great to relish those challenges and see what you can come up with.
Yeah, all the time. It's every week is something different, which is great to have in a job where you don't want to come in, it's just very monotonous every day, every week. Not even just the design but the retail part of it, there's always something different, always something to overcome, to figure out, to try and problem solve. And I love that part of the graphic design job. It's always something, you're always learning, put it that way, you're always learning new things.
Now we're getting near Christmas. What's selling well up in the merchandise side of things?
We got a new delivery from Warrior, which is selling really well. We've almost sold out a lot of their stuff.
Wow.
We got some new trading cards today from Blindside Trading Cards. They are looking like they're going to sell really well. So yeah, those things are looking really good for Christmas.
And of course, as I say, it is Christmas time. You'll get a lot of fans up there looking to get some gift ideas as well. If I walked up to you and I said, Chris, what can you recommend? What would you try and flog them?
As much as possible. No, probably just ask you what kind of budget you're looking for, who you're buying for, and try and make it as more tailored to you. I think we get a lot of perceptions that we're just looking for people's money, where we're trying to give people the best experience they possibly can in terms of retail, in terms of merchandise. We're always looking for new things that will please fans. I mean, everybody, including myself, who works for the Clan, are sports fans, hockey fans. We buy retail merchandise from other NHL teams or from other football teams or anything like that. And we always look to try and replicate that level of quality, and in terms of pricing as well. We try not to make things too overpriced. I try and be very fair with what I can do, and we try and give the quality as best as we can. So we always try and tailor things as much as we can towards our fans and giving them the best opportunity to get the best merchandise.
So given your design background, going back to that slightly, do you have any say in the jerseys and how they look? Is that something you're very heavily involved in?
That's a really fun aspect of my job, right. Yeah. So cool. For the last 2 years, we have designed the home, away and alternate jerseys, the Sockie jerseys. I'd say we do about 50% of the theme jerseys. We don't always have time to do them, so sometimes Warrior certainly do pick up some of the slack in terms of the jerseys and that part, but almost all the regular season jerseys, pre-season jerseys, come from my computer.
So when does that start? Next season isn't until August, September time, so when do you start?
We've already started. We've already spoke to people about jerseys for next year.
There you go, fans, look out for that one. Chris, thank you very much.
No worries, thank you.
Hey Clan fans, I'm Michael Gutwald and you're listening to Clan Chat.
And that was the voice of Chris Swarr telling us all about graphic design and marketing for the Glasgow Clan. Another reminder to get your tickets for Glasgow Clan against Sheffield Steelers on Sunday. Head over to the website clanihc.com or head to Ticketmaster and get your tickets for the game on Sunday. It's a 4 o'clock face-off. Catch all the latest news around the club on the website clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ClanIHC. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify or Audioboom, and the newest episode will download automatically to your device. That's it. Thanks for listening. And on behalf of Stuart Priest, the producer, and myself, Craig Anderson, have a fantastic Christmas. And we'll be back soon for more from around the Glasgow Clan. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.